It is a piggery located an hour away from Perth. It's one of the larger pork producing facilities in Western Australia. Most of our projects have been in Queensland, New South Wales and South Australia thus far, but we're very excited to do our first project in Western Australia.
So why have you had that focus on the pork industry?
The pork industry as a whole has taken up the concept of waste to energy more readily than other sectors. In our experience, we have found the pork industry have been leaders for the uptake of technology rather than followers. For this, we commend the entire industry.
So in terms of the project itself, I mean, how does this technology work, or how will it work in this instance?
So what happens is we take all the manure that is produced from the facility, capture it in an engineered biodigester that is built in ground specifically for this purpose. The pig manure has naturally occurring bacteria in their digestive systems, which we harness to produce methane from organic material. The methane gas that is produced from this process is cleaned, scrubbed, and used as a fuel to produce electricity through biogas-specific generators. Very similar to natural gas or diesel generators, but these generators are specific to biogas.
So how much power will this particular project, how much will it actually produce? Can you put it in perspective for us?
Yeah, sure. So this project will produce the entire electricity demand for the entire facility, both in winter and summer months, and we'll still have a surplus to cater for future requirements. So in layman's terms, enough energy, enough electricity to power 600 homes every day of the year, rain, hail or shine, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
That's quite a bit of power. How much does a facility like this cost to actually, you know, build and establish?
Costs of facilities like this vary based on the input, the size and what we're asked to capture and not capture and produce. The smaller projects are sort of $1 to $2 million, and you know, average medium-sized projects are anywhere between 3 to 5, and the larger sort of city-wide projects are sort of anywhere between north of 5 to 10 million.
So, with that being said, is this a concept that you expect to start becoming more popular, or what do you expect, you know, its usage could be into the future?
Well, self-sustainability is the way of the future. Using waste to produce energy will get more and more popular due to the fact that it solves a waste problem by providing energy. Agribusinesses are becoming more and more competitive for global export markets, and the opportunity to reduce overall operating costs while producing a self-sufficient method of producing their own power it's only a benefit to the actual producer at the end of the day. We are doing this project as a build on, operate and maintain solution. So that means that we're fully funding this project. So we would think that more and more producers would like to take this opportunity to carry out projects of this nature, which has no capital outlay for them, minimises the risk and sort of increases our profile and our presence in the marketplace for this.
So where's the process actually at Kanaal? I mean, when's it all going to be up and running?
We're in the detailed planning phase at the moment. We reckon that once construction starts, it should take the entire project to be completed in about 12 months' time.